Congressman Krishnamoorthy representing the Illinois 8th District. And is today the day we get a speaker, Congressman?
I hope so, but I'm not sure. You know, I think it's up to Republicans to decide how they want to proceed. Kevin McCarthy has now gone 12 ballots, unable to secure the necessary votes. And unfortunately, I think that, you know, he's at this point putting himself over the country. He should not continue. I think that they should find another candidate. And they shouldn't negotiate with these hostage takers. Those are the 20 or so members of the Republican caucus who are demanding all kinds of crazy concessions that will make the House ungovernable if they agree to those concessions. So,
Are you prepared to vote for a Republican if it fits the bill, if it's a moderate Republican that the Democrats can work with?
Possibly, depending on how a rules package is. You probably already understand this already, but a rules package is the set of rules that govern a session of Congress. It tells you, how many people are necessary to remove a speaker, how the committees are structured, and so forth. If it's a rules package that, you know, shows some concessions to Democrats, for instance, and it's something that can be used to govern the body reasonably, then yeah, I think Democrats could support that. But right now, it's going the opposite direction, John. So just as an example, Kevin McCarthy actually negotiated with these 20 or so folks a point where they could remove the speaker with only one vote. In other words, one person could move to remove the speaker and then have the speaker election again. Well, imagine if we had to go through this chaos and this circus over and over because one of them wanted to remove the speaker. I think that's just unacceptable.
Especially, we have a debt ceiling crisis that we are trying to avoid here in the next few months, which I know led to huge shutdowns and problems in 2011, 2013. It's been ad nauseum with this debt ceiling, and I don't think anyone in the country who's thinking about the overall health of the country wants to see a gigantic a shutdown again. But I got to ask, could Kevin McCarthy be that vote, that compromise candidate if the rules package moved more favorably towards Democrats? Could Kevin McCarthy be someone you would vote for?
Possibly. I'd like to see what that rules package actually says. But I think that at this point, you know, we got to put the country over party. We got to put the country over any personal kind of interests or ambition. And I think, you know, at this point, we have to get the business of the people done.
Has there been any outreach from the McCarthy camp to Democrats, to yourself?
No, not at all. They want to try to resolve this whole crisis internally. Mm-hmm. But what I've said is don't negotiate with the hostage takers. Negotiate with us. We would be much more willing to be reasonable. And I don't think there's any appetite for that yet.
Would the appetite come if, let's say, Kevin McCarthy was able to convince maybe not the Never Kevins, but some of these other folks that he's negotiating with, and let's say that number gets down to 6 or 5 people still opposing him, but still preventing him from becoming speaker? Is that when you think that you might see more reaching out from the right?
Possibly. I think that right now, I think he thinks that based on published reports, if he whittles down the 20 or so people down to even 7 or 8, that somehow he will then be able to secure the speakership internally just by dealing with people internally. I don't know how that happens, because you saw the people standing up to nominate all kinds of random people to be speaker yesterday, including Donald Trump. And so given that dynamic, I'm not sure how you convince those people to drop their very, very public opposition to Kevin McCarthy in very personal terms, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz called him a squatter. I've been watching C-SPAN religiously for days. I don't know how you come back from that, but you don't need all of them. You would just need all but four. I know there's some talk about this going through the weekend. I know there's some Republicans who, and one, in fact, who had been nominated for Speaker and has gotten some votes, who has his mother's funeral this weekend. We've had a GOP representative, and certainly I imagine your sympathies are with him, of course.
Yes.
Are Democrats going to make Republicans vote through the weekend, even though some of them might have some, I hear there's some medical appointments they have to meet. One of them just had a baby. I mean, are Democrats going to be united in not allowing an adjournment through the weekend?
I have to say that I don't know the answer to that question. You know, I personally think we got to get a speaker selected because at this point we have no committees. Our national security is endangered, John. I mean, we have members of the CIA and other intelligence agencies who actually approached us this week. I'm on the Intelligence Committee, and who approached the Intelligence Committee to brief us and to seek our input and approval for certain activities that they were engaged in regarding our national security, and we had to decline the meetings. I don't remember when we've ever had to do that. And so bad things start to happen when you don't have a functioning House of Representatives and functioning committees. And, you know, I think we just need to get the business of the Speaker selected ASAP.
I know that the Democrats have unanimously voted for Akeem Jeffries, 212 votes each and every time. In fact, he's the leading vote getter each and every time. Is there talk amongst the leadership and Democrats about when that moment is to potentially vote for that other Republican, or are you waiting for the Republicans to come to you first?
Yeah, I think that, well, no, let me put it this way. There have been like informal outreach to see, hey, can we come up with something else that would make sense? And so far, the quote-unquote moderate Republicans, to a person that I've spoken to, has said, I am not going to abandon Kevin McCarthy until he withdraws.
Right.
So they are like hard pledged to him. And so until he concedes or withdraws or whatever you want, drops his bid to be Speaker, they aren't willing to entertain discussions.
Okay. I do want to, before I let you go, ask, obviously today is the 2-year anniversary of the insurrection at the Capitol.
Yes.
Your thoughts about reflecting back 2 years ago today?
You know, one of the most harrowing days of our democracy, and we stared into the abyss that day, John, and I'm actually right outside the Capitol as we speak. I'm about to join a ceremony to remember January 6th, and the scenes from that day are kind of etched in everyone's memory, and unfortunately, the dysfunction of that day has echoes in the dysfunction of today in the House. The fact that we can't select a speaker because this very, very tiny minority of people want chaos to perpetuate, you know, kind of eerily resembles some of the utter dysfunction and chaos of that day.
Yeah. Raja Krishnamoorthy, have an interesting day ahead of you, I'm sure. Thanks for joining us, okay?
Hey, thank you so much, John.
Representing Illinois' 8th District. We'll wait and see.